From Silicon Valley, California, this is Fresh Dialogues. This week on Fresh Dialogues, we talk to Scott Hublow, co-founder of EcoFactor, an energy management system for the home. His company won first place in the 2009 Cleantech Awards. Scott shares some good tips on PowerPoint presentations and how to keep them simple. The interview was recorded on November 17th, 2009. Scott Hublow, thank you so much for joining me. You are the winner. Your company is the winner of the Cleantech Open the Nationals. Yep. Congratulations. Are you excited by the award?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's one of those opportunities of being able to come in front of your peers and be judged by your peers and actually be kind of say, you know what, you've got it right. And I think there's so many great technologies out there and great companies out there. And for us to be awarded this is, you know, something that I'll hold on to for a very long time.
What does it mean to your company?
Well, I think it brings a validity to our overall business model, is that, you know, in sustainability or in energy conservation doesn't necessarily mean that there's a sacrifice of comfort or quality or convenience for a consumer. Is that we're able to provide a service to the consumer market that will actually enhance their overall living experience within their home, but at the same time actually reducing energy consumption.
Can you say in layperson's terms exactly what you do? It's a SaaS, right?
Right. So we're a software as a service. Mm-hmm. But in true layman's terms, it's very simple, is that we talk to a thermostat that is in your home that's controlling your HVAC system. That thermostat talks to our energy management servers, which is out in the internet, out in the cloud. And through the constant communication with the thermostat, as well as correlating in outside weather information that we get from a weather.com type service, we're able to understand how to optimize your HVAC system for your given house on a given day. So every day we're making 20, 30 adjustments, slight little adjustments that the homeowners never notice. But at the same time, at the end of the month, you're saving 20 to 30% off of your HVAC energy spend.
Right. So is it just for the residential sector?
We're primarily for the residential sector. We also work with the small commercial sector, but we don't move into the large commercial or the large industrial.
How does your service differ from something like Greenbox?
Well, Greenbox is really all about the presentation of information. It's reporting. It's energy reporting. It's not really energy management. We're actual hands-on energy management in a way that, you know, if we're hands-on, that means the consumer can be completely hands-off. You don't have to be doing anything. You don't have to be looking at reports in order to be able to generate those kinds of savings. We found is that we have great reporting systems for our customers. We've been deployed for 2 years, and our customers see the reports, and they saw them for the first week, 2 weeks, and then they don't go back to them again. Really what they want is, that, am I making savings, and am I comfortable? That's what they want to know.
Can you talk about what you've learned in the mentoring process? Being involved in Cleantech Open, what is some of the wisdom you might want to share with other entrepreneurs out there?
Well, I think it forces the deep thinking around various different business models. Because there are actual deadlines, you know, it's kind of like being back in school again, where you actually have to have a deliverable on this date because you're presenting this information and you're presenting it to your peers as well as potential investors. So you always want to make, you know, a good impression. And so it just makes us go, okay, you know, we have to think about this. We have to be thinking about sustainability. We have to be thinking about our go-to-market strategy as opposed to, you know, just, you know, kind of women, you know, kind of doing it on the whim.
Right. I must say, I was speaking to some of the audience afterwards, and your presentation was outstanding. I mean, we sat through over 10, right?
Yeah.
And your one stood out for its simplicity. You had a really good, straightforward PowerPoint before and after, straightforward message, no complication, no pie charts, and graphs, and whatnot. Did that take a lot of work to get to that simplicity?
Yes, absolutely it did. And my greatest indicator, my greatest feedback was actually my wife that I presented this to, because as I get deep into the science, her eyes glaze over, just as I would say 90% of the consumer market would. And so I had to really think, okay, how am I going to be able to present this to her in such a way that she gets it? There's that metaphor is there, and she understands that it is really a simple thing from a consumer's perspective. It's, believe me, from the back end, it is not simple by any stretch of the imagination.
Great. Well, Scott, congratulations, and I hope that EcoFactor goes a long way.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Fresh Dialogues. This is Alison Van Diggelen. For more lively interviews with many more leaders, go to freshdialogues.com. With special thanks to Carol Pecora for technical support and Kevin McLeod, who wrote and produced our music.